Welcome to the Wise Women Collective Show.
Join hosts Lynn Schuessler-Williams, Holly Hartman, and Brooke Haynes with their inspiring guests for conversations that fuel personal growth, career success, and community impact.
Tune in to connect and amplify your power, because when women rise, the world follows.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Wise Women Collective Radio. We're so glad you're here. I'm Lynn Schuessler-Williams, and Brooke Haynes and Holly Hartman are with us. And I am so excited for today, you guys, because today our listeners get to meet Holly. So we're going to, you know, we're doing this series where every now and then you get to meet one of us as if we were a guest, because it's important for you to understand who we are and why you want to listen to us and all of that. And we have interesting stories to tell too. So, Holly, I'm so excited for people to hear from you. And let me just say that Holly Hartman is someone who, from the very first time I met her, was clearly a gem and clearly someone who I wanted her in my circle of influence, and just so many great things to say about knowing and working with Holly Hartman. And Holly is a multi-passionate, and we'll talk about what that means, and we'll talk about what those multi-passions are. But Holly, talk, you know, I've heard you say so much about being a multi-passionate. Why is that important for people to understand in this day and age? And what does it mean to you?
Oh, thank you. And I'm so glad to be here. And if you're listening and not watching, because we have both, I am a 47-year-old woman who has cat-eyed frame glasses that are black. I have long red hair. I'm always in color. So, like, just to kind of give you a visual picture, I've got freckles, I'm fair skinned, average size woman, 5'8". And I don't like any photos of myself where I'm not smiling, because it feels inauthentic. So, like, that's like a visual representation of who I am. But when I think of the word multi-passionate, and I really truly embrace this word just over the past several years, and it really came mostly after the diagnosis of my youngest son's diagnosis of ADHD. And as I researched and tried to understand what ADHD meant for him, it was that aha moment where I was like, oh, all the things I need to do for him, who's doing that for me? And it allowed me to really reflect on all of my life and things that I used to hold shame around. Then I got to fully embrace and go, oh, that is just the way my neuro spicy brain works. And as I became to release the shame of things that were more neurotypical requirements, it then allowed me to step into this concept, which a lot of people have already discovered along the way. I didn't make up multi-passionate, I just embrace it. It allowed me to embrace all of the facets of who I am and start to integrate it into my being that I used to mask.
Wow. That's so much of what you just said about what it allowed you to do. I just want every woman on earth to hear that, because I think it's so important. And, you know, all three of us, Brooke is definitely a multi-passionate as well. And I've heard Brooke talk about it. I have my fingers in multiple pies. So it's a thread that connects all of us. But I think in so many ways, it connects women. You know, it's that whole, we're good at multitasking, and we, you know, just all the things, right? There's so much in that, just honoring the parts of us that make that happen is so huge and so wonderful. And I love watching you do it. So I want to dive into what some of these multi-passions are, because people need to understand in order to meet Holly, all the different places. So where do you want to dive in, Holly, to to these multi-passions, and when, what are they, and what are you bringing to the world, and what's your passions for work, and all that sort of thing?
Yeah, I kind of dove into some of this a while ago in some of this self-reflection journey, and I called it my thread of brilliance. And so when I look at like what connects all these things together, because an outsider looking in might go like, well, she's got a lot going on, which they do say that. But like to not understand the thread between it all. And the thread for me, and everybody's going to be different. Every multi-passionate will be different what their thread of brilliance is. And for me, mine's connection. So everything that I do has a thread of connection in it, whether it's getting people connected to themselves, getting people connected to others, getting people connected to nature, getting people connected to their zone of genius, they're, you know, connected, like it's all connection, every thread that I have, but connected to healing. So with that thread, I'm a community builder, like at my heart and my soul. And I didn't know this necessarily about myself till the beauty of like hindsight and reflection and go, oh, I've been doing this my whole life. It just looked slightly different, but it incubated very similarly. It was like I would take a process and implant it into another environment, so to speak. So I have all these little mini environments would be one way that you could kind of look at my multi-passionism. And then it all also revolves around the rest of my core values. And that's where it started to become more real to me. So connection's my top core value, then service, making an impact, then freedom, then creativity, then growth. And so all of my multi-passions really just verberate all of my core values. And then I get to weave them in all kinds of playful ways. One thing, because I'm neurodivergent, I can get bored with things like, okay, I outgrow because I have this almost insatiable thirst for knowledge and learning. And sometimes I outgrow spaces very quickly just because I'm constantly learning, growing, feeding my brain and going, okay, what's next? How can I creatively change? And because of that, I have adapted to change so well that I have outgrown environments very quickly. Not always, but sometimes. And so that allowed me to then go, okay, what's next? Which then became another facet to the multi-passionate experience. Started with EKU, went to interior design school. So I graduated with interior design and art background. Then I moved to Louisville, Kentucky. So I'm in Southern Indiana, Louisville, Kentucky area. I worked for a furniture company and did interior design and sales, realized I was really good at sales. So then I went into telecom and did telecom for a while, 100% business to business selling. Then I went into pharmaceutical, then I went into just medical sales and marketing. Then I became a coach and I went through my own healing journey of trauma. So I'm a trauma-informed coach because I realized that I was experiencing abuse. So I learned everything I could about abuse and what that looked like and trauma and grief and everything so I could be a sponge. I read every book I could get my hands on. And then I started to help other people recover from trauma and all of that. And then in that, I brought people along. Everything I do, I'm like, hey, as I'm learning it, come with me, join the journey with me. And then I started to create communities around it. And so now I have a community for solo dating, a community for hiking, a community for wise women, a community for local women business owners. Like I just start and for racial equity. So really what all my multi-passionate is community-driven, growth-driven, authentic, healing, love. It's all centered around love and connection and helping people get connected to their authentic self in all the various different ways. I know that was a lot, but like I do a lot. And then like my bread and butter is the graphic design. That's like the thing I've created. It's called the Pop Agency, and I help people build out their brand. Because I have developed my own brand and I live it authentically, and I want to teach people how to do that too. So that's a little bit and a lot about me.
I love that. And you know, Brooke, what Holly just said made me think of something that you said to her recently when in front of me about how she lives her brand. Do you want to comment on that? Because she really does more than anybody I know, I think.
Yes. So, you know, when you, whether it's social media or on one of our Marco Polos, you know, so where we're talking and where it's just the three of us, Holly is always in the Holly. She's always in her brand. If yeah. she loves to have on fun things to wear and different things and to wear, and she's always dressed in that way, and she's always living in a way that is aligned with her. So, you know, if you notice on her social media, you're always in an outfit that aligns with what how you feel about that event. So if it's a woe event, it's usually the woe colors. And that aligns with you. It's intentional. And yet it all is you, right? And so, and your graphics speak about it too. They're classy. You know, matter of fact, I was speaking to one of my clients about it. I said, well, one thing about Holly's graphics is they've got their movement. There's a lot on them, but they're still classy. And I think that's a real hard thing to come by, to be able to bring a bunch of something, a bunch of stuff to a graphic and still let it be classy. And you do that so beautifully. And so with all the stuff that you do and how you, and who you are, it's always, you know who you're going to get, you know who it is. And it aligns with your brand and aligns who you are. And it's class and fun and love and community, and it speaks what your core values are.
Oh, beautifully said, Brooke, and it's so true. So Holly, I want to invite you to talk about one of your roles. We're going to go down a little list. Let's do that. So I want you to talk about the journey that brought you to co-founding a local women's network. And you guys, the three of us, all three live in Metro Louisville, Kentucky, which is about, 1.3 million people in the metro area, something like that. It's a city, right? But still, this is a local group of women in business that now that went from zero to 2,600 members in record time. And so Holly, just talk about what inspired you all to create the WOW Network and what is important about it in getting to know you.
Yeah. So I went to a startup week, which they have startup weeks all over the country. And I happened to have one here in Louisville. And I went, and at the time I was a certified relationship coach. And I was like, well, I just want to get out and network. And I was brand new to networking. Like literally in May, I was asking someone saying, how do you network? Like I've been in medical sales and marketing. I knew how to sell to medical, but I really wasn't sure about this whole networking deal. So this comes now September. So very short fraction of time that like, and this is how I roll it very fast. Like you teach me the thing, I'm going to run with it. And so I had this mindset of like, I'm a leader and I am getting burnt out doing the work that I'm doing. And I need other leaders that can pour into me and then I can pour into them and that we can elevate together. Like, where does that exist? Because at the time it felt more like cutthroat, like I'm in it for the sale and was very transactional and not relational. And I'm like, I need a safe place to both be vulnerable. Like you see, like Brooke mentioned, I want to show up authentically who I am in all spaces, but it didn't feel safe to do that. And I'm like, whoa. So I met my counterpart, Izzy Nally, at Startup Week. And it was like, meet each other in this app. And I'm like, sure. So we meet up. She's also a redhead. She was also dressed really cute. And we were seeing each other at the meeting, but didn't realize that that was the meeting that we were going to have that afternoon. And right then after that, we met up and I said, hey, do you want to run a mastermind together? We were going to create it. And in the brainstorming, I was like, well, in the meantime, why don't we create a community? And I'm like, that's the thing I can do pretty easily. So let me just do that. And we created it. And now, yeah, we're at 2,700 women now in 3 years. We just celebrated 3 years. And from that, we've hosted over 200 something events, both virtual and in person. We have, it's just been tremendous. We just hosted the Poppy Awards and Lynn gave the best keynote. Like, when do you go to an award ceremony where the first statement said that was so healing Like, that's not the typical corporate award ceremony you're going to, right? That they leave the event saying it's healing. And this wasn't just a one-off comment. This was like a week-long trickle of effect of people saying how amazing it was to be celebrated. And so we were able to celebrate 16 women at that event, and just nominees and awards, and it was beautiful. And so that is what we wanted to create, a safe container for small businesses. Like, many people that are running their own business, they don't have their cheerleaders in their back corner. They're just doing it every day, waking up, not celebrating. We needed a safe space. There's a lot for corporate leadership here in Louisville. There's a lot for chambers here in Louisville, which are co-ed. There were not safe containers for women, small business owners to thrive and really work together. So we value collaboration over competition, and that's been the thread. I think that's why we've been able to grow and amplify. We've had over 80 collaborations in our group just last year of people connecting and amplifying their business. And that's the future of women in business. We got to collaborate to rise. And that's really what this is about.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's so wonderful that for anybody who doesn't know, the Wise Women Collective started as a local group in Louisville pre-lockdown. And then when lockdown came, we went online and became instantly global and, well, national and then global. And we felt like, well, we can never go back because, and I was so excited when I found the WO Network because I was like, oh, I don't have to also do local events anymore. This is great. And I'm a founding member of that WO Network, and Brooke is a member of WO Network too. And we just really are grateful that that has happened. You know, one of the things that I love about the WO Network in Louisville is that it is not all people who look exactly alike.
Yeah.
And it has broken barriers and built bridges in the most beautiful way in a city that racially had some really hard times in recent years. If anybody doesn't know, Louisville, Kentucky was the home of Breonna Taylor, who was murdered in a police assault on her home. And so we've had it a few years here. And the WO Network embodies this beautiful coming together of all women. There are as many women of color as there are Caucasian women, as there are women from backgrounds I don't even know about, right? Like, it's just so fabulous. And one of the things that, one of the other hats you wear is the director of a program called RARE, Radical Action Advancing Racial Equity. I do know it. I'm a follower and a member of that too. And it's a fantastic thing. Tell everybody a little bit about RARE and where that fits in your picture.
Yeah. So I mentioned my son a lot. He's taught me a lot of lessons. And there was a lesson that was told to me, or I got to experience shortly after what you mentioned that happened to Breonna Taylor and the uprest that we had here. And he had told a local neighbor that he did not play with black and brown children. And I got approached by their father. I call him my gentle giant, who shared, you know, like what my son had said. And I was like, my son, I don't teach that. But then the same thought was, but what do I teach? And so that was, and then fast forward a year later, or 2 years later, I don't remember the timestamp now, and I met Dr. Nikki Lanier, who was a international racial equity advisor, and she was creating a program for white women taught by black women about racial equity. And I was like, that's it. I had been seeking and looking and trying to learn, and I could not find the avenue for it. So I went through her program last year, and at the program, I just got fully, it was so intentional. You mentioned the WO Network and the shift that we made. I became very intentional. And I love that you said bridge. Last year, that was the word I heard was, Holly, just be the bridge. I wasn't here to save anybody. Right. It wasn't about the white savior. It was about, I am going to be the bridge. I have a community that I can welcome people into. Let me be the bridge. And that's really what we did.
Yes.
We went from 5% women of color to 50% women of color within months. Within months. I mean, a big drastic change. And that's what intentionality takes. So the Rare Woman Collective is a suite for white women to learn about racial equity so we can make an impact in our homes, in our communities, and at work. Because, and the reality is that we have proximity to power. We have the positioning to be able to make a change, and we need to, because racism affects all of us. No matter what our skin is, it has stolen relationships from us. It has stolen like education, it's whitewashed. I mean, there's so much that has been stolen just from racism alone that we should be angry as well, but we come at it from a place of love and compassion. And the thought process is that wherever I am, racism can exist. And that ripple effect, that where it's going to reverberate, is how we're going to change the world.
So powerful.
Jump in for a second. I want to jump in on this for a second, because I want to, you said, you know, we went from 5% to 50%, and I want the audience to know, the listeners to hear, that that's not because you went seeking out for a specific color so that you can say that you're now multi, you know, multicultural or different races exist. You energetically opened up, you changed your thoughts. Mm-hmm. Which opened the doors, and they, people of every color, arrived to greet that new thought. It wasn't, oh, we need someone from this country here on our face or on our stage. We need someone from that. It was the energetic opening up that allowed it to happen. And I think that is crucial for people to understand and know the difference between that there is a difference, and why that, and that's extremely important.
Thank you for sharing that. I do have a story on that. So thank you for sharing that. It is in that moment when I got to see Dr. Nikki Lanier's event, there was and I'm an intuitive. And so I had a download. It was Operation Take Blinders Off. It was this moment where I realized that I had, because of safety, like for me, it came down to not sure, like there was so many stories and programs and conditioning, and those are things that Lynn works on a lot with people. I had a lot of programs and conditionings that I was unaware of. And so the blinders got taken off. And with that, allowed me to energetically open up in a way that I had never been before and didn't even know it, right? Like I didn't know that I wasn't making eye contact. I didn't know that energetically I was not open. And I used to, at the time, I was still working medical sales, and I would go to these front desks. And in just anywhere in the office that I was in, these were offices I were calling on for like almost a year at this point. The way they approached me, anybody of color, the way I was approached was massively different. I was getting hugs as greetings. That was never happening before. I mean, this was not like, hey, come hug me. This was like, come to me, hug, friend, like, the whole energy shifted. And I was like, the only shift was me. They were the same person. I was the shift. And so that was such a eye opening, like, what is happening in this world? And then to Brooke's point too, is that it wasn't just the intentionality of saying, I want women of color in our group. It was the intentionality of what type of group has to be, what must be true about our group to create a space that allows Black women and white or brown women, any woman, to feel safe in this container. Mm-hmm. I need to understand what that means. I want to invite you in, but I also want to create a culture that you can thrive into. And so that there's so many facets to it. So thank you for not allowing me to water it down to what it's so much more expansive than that.
Yeah. Yeah. So such a powerful example of what's positive, and a powerful example of when we change the energy of what we put out into what I would call the quantum energy field, what we get back changes, right? You didn't walk around going, I'm going to go hug every person of color I meet, but your energy was open and welcoming. And so what you got back was the recipient, was the receiving of that energy. And that's just a beautiful thing. Such a beautiful thing. You know, Holly, I want to say, I want everybody to understand that, you know, the three of us are here having this conversation because we are the partners that are the Wise Women Collective. And we run a community of women that it's global now in nature. And we have events and we have all kinds of things. So talk a little bit about how Wise Women Collective fits in your multi-passionate picture and what's your favorite parts about it and that sort of thing.
I would say for me, what really hooked me with Wise Woman Collective was you were feeding the need at the time. So I wasn't a partner right off the bat.
Right.
I integrated into the community first and then stepped into more leadership roles after that. But the Lynn hosts a Celebration Friday every Friday. And ultimately, when I met Izzy, the year before, 2 years before that, what I was craving and what I was needing and wanting to create was the space that Lynn was already creating, and this place where women could celebrate and truly celebrate each other, the small wins, the big wins, the I just, you know, suffered through a car accident, but I'm alive today celebrations, or the celebration of I became a best-selling author, and that there's no energy delineation. It's like, we're celebrating no matter what it is. And that is the space I needed. And so I know that a lot of women struggle with celebration, with slowing down enough to celebrate, let alone the activity of it, that I want to be a part of the change that is coming in the world. And Lynn says it a lot, that we are going to be the ones that change the world. And mm-hmm. I want to surround myself around women of various cultures, of various economic statuses, of various experiences, ages, and stages, so I can grow. Because I know that if I only surround myself with like Hollies, and that's it, it doesn't challenge me to grow. Yeah. And I want to be around people that challenge me to grow. And that's what this community, and this is what the radio show, because we're bringing in other thought leaders. We're bringing in other wise women that are going to share their journey. And what I love about wisdom is that it's an experience that somebody's sharing. So maybe I don't have to make all the messes. Maybe I can learn from somebody else's mess first and then get to level up quicker. Because when we collect us all together, mm-hmm. and we hear the stories and the wisdom of other women, one, I get to see that it's possible. Two, I get to see what didn't work so I don't have to do it again. And then three, I don't have to do it alone. And so for me, that's it. Because connection's my top core value. If I can do all of that and not be alone in it, sign me up.
Mm. Juiciness. Juiciness. I love it. Brooke, you got a final question for Holly? Anything you want to hear one tidbit more about? Or
Holly, what is your wish for women?
That we are in a place where we can deprogram the trauma that has maybe stopped us or blocked us in the past. So we can step into our greatness of who we are meant to be, because whatever gift has been given to you, that when we step into that, that's where we change the world. But we need a safe place to incubate it. And so for me, for all women, is that we create a space where you can incubate that gift and put it out in the world. And so we're just the little mother hens in the little egg incubator space. So then you can go out and crack open and just grow into the beauty that was intended for you in the first place. So take off that hard shell and come out glorious.
Glorious. Come out glorious. I love it. Well, we've about run out of time, but I want to say, you know, I feel like this was not enough time. So we may have to have this conversation on another episode extended, the extended version. And thank you, Holly, for all that you are, for all that you do, for all the ways you show up. Brooke, thank you for recognizing and seeing your partners in us. And we're just so grateful for the Wise Women Collective. We hope you are too. Come join us in our community. You can find all the events at wisewomencollectivehq.com. Holly, thank you.
Thank you.